Tomorrow's World Commentary, September 6, 2025. The Danger of Complacency by Roger Meyer. Read by William Williams. Article begins. In The Lord of the Rings, British author J.R.R. Tolkien's fictional hobbits are depicted as living wholesome but complacent lives, oblivious to the world around them. One hobbit, Frodo Baggins, is suddenly caught up in very perilous times, facing great challenges alongside several of his friends. Actor Elijah Wood, who played Frodo Baggins in Peter Jackson's film adaptations of The Lord of the Rings, later said that complacency is, quote, never a good place to be working from, end quote. It is easy to be complacent when we are comfortable and safe. Are you complacent? A complacent person feels self-satisfied, refusing to believe that things aren't perfect just as they are. Such a person may be unconcerned and unaware of anything being deficient or potentially dangerous. Complacency may lead to serious consequences. One example of this can occur in a workplace, where employees become complacent about following established safety protocols. They may become too comfortable and lackadaisical in following essential safety procedures, and fail to remember the potential risks of serious accidents, injury, and death. Similarly, Christians may become complacent in their spiritual lives. They may become self-satisfied, having a lackadaisical approach and being unconcerned with their deficiencies in obedience, leading to a dangerous spiritual condition. The Bible warns us about being complacent and encourages followers of Jesus Christ to be diligent, not lazy, but faithful, obedient doers, and not just hearers. Proverbs 1, verse 32, warns that the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. The prophet Amos warned Israel of their false sense of security when they were in a state of moral decay. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion! Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near, who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore they shall now go captive as the first of the captives, and those who recline at banquets shall be removed. Amos chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Isaiah warned the nation of Judah about complacency as God was going to bring destruction upon them for their ungodliness. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice. You complacent daughters, give ear to my speech. Isaiah 32, verse 9. How should Christians guard against complacency? Borrowing principles for combating workplace safety complacency, we can remind ourselves of the basic Christian principles needed to remain a strong Christian. We must follow the essential basics of daily prayer, Bible study, and meditation, along with occasional fasting, to stay close to God. We must not become too comfortable or lackadaisical in following these protocols, so to speak, skip any essential safety steps, quote-unquote, or fail to remember potential dangers. The Apostle Paul wrote that Christians are to continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it, with thanksgiving, Colossians 4, verse 2. And the Apostle Peter reminds us of the need to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Ancient Israel was told repeatedly to be diligent in heeding the voice of the Lord, to do what was right by keeping his commandments, for example, Exodus 15, verse 26, and Deuteronomy 4, verse 9. Those who know the history of Israel and Judah know that they were off and on, quote-unquote, and usually off, not remaining diligent, but slipping into complacency repeatedly. Through the inspired words of Paul in Romans chapter 12, God beseeches all of us to keep from becoming complacent. He tells us not to lag in diligence, but to be fervent in spirit. If we do, we will avoid the danger of complacency. You can learn more on this subject by enrolling in the free 24-lesson Tomorrow's World Bible Study course, and by reading or listening to our free study guide, What is a True Christian? End of article.